That's a tale of two halves, this little segment. Let's go.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
You got that right.
My gingling!
TV Talk with Steve Moak.
All right, so we should probably start with the fun stuff before we get really serious.
Yes, let's do that.
Sure, two halves.
Steve Moak, hello. So let's go straight to our correspondent, our feral correspondent, Cyrell, who's ranting and raving on Married at First Sight.
You've just ruined a f***ing marriage in your thing there this morning.
Hi, Cyrell. How's things going?
I feel so sorry for you. You deserve better than
really?
That.
Oh, really? Okay.
You deserve better than that. 100%.
Everything going well in your world?
No, you're smiling too.
Oh, just no smiling. What are you doing?
Well, that's just when, like, the wrong Uber Eats delivery turns up at Cyrell's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
So reminiscent of Effie in so many ways.
She's an angry woman with, like, a lot of angry ideas.
All right, so they've gotten rid of the cheaters now. They've gotten rid of Innes and Bronson. That was Cyrell, for those that didn't watch it last night, going off at Innes and Sam. Cool. And Sam's gone as well. Bronson's gone and Innes is gone. But they're bringing in two new couples tonight.
Look, it's a brand new Married at First Sight. It's like a weird reset in the middle of it. A huge controversy. One of the most, like, heavily promoted episodes of Married at First Sight last night, to see, you know, the cheaters get their comeuppance. But you know what happened? I don't know if you paid any attention. They didn't actually let on that they slept with each other.
No. Now, what was up with that?
I think even Bronson asked, you know, what happened? Oh, we just kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, did they not?
They did.
Oh, well, all of the assertions from what we saw was that she at least stayed the night and slept in bed with him and had to put clothes on when the cameras arrived the next morning.
That's right.
Radio. So that was it. It was all just one wild night and then it was all over. Clearly they were both duds.
Oh, and how's Sam's form? He's like ditching Innes as soon as he's
All right. So we can dedicate enough time to it. Yeah. After Married at First Sight, which is frivolous stupidity, there was that really disturbing story about Michael Jackson.
Yes, with his former housekeeper. What were your thoughts on that, Malky?
Look, 60 Minutes went hard. Sunday night went hard as well. They had interviews with, like, psychologists and all sorts of people going on as well. And coming up in a couple of weeks' time on Friday night, 10 have got the Leaving Neverland documentary, the HBO documentary that has spawned all of this interest with the controversial claims from the young men that have been affected by this. Look, this is full-on territory, right? Like, the difficult thing is that we have stars that have been through situations like this, that have gone to court and been found guilty, and we don't watch their shows anymore.
No.
And this all popped up while Jacko was alive, but it never got to court and he was never found guilty.
Yeah, so do we still play his music? I mean, we do, because we love Michael Jackson music, and he was one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest. But do we still, are you comfortable listening to the music anymore, though, for example?
Yeah, that's a really hard question. After watching that last night, it was very disturbing, but I just think we've got short memories, because it was very disturbing at the time when the whole trial went on. The whole thing was just disturbing. Mm. And the amount of people that didn't say anything about his behaviour, we all went, oh, it's weird behaviour.
Yeah.
But did we not then take it the next step and go, it's wrong behaviour?
Yeah, it's a really murky one, that one. All right, we are out of time. Steve Moak, where can people go to find out the latest information about Australian and international TV?
TVBlackbox.com.au is the place to go. Get the podcast, TV Black Box, and I propose we rename this segment to We Have Run Out of Time.
Yeah.
It's Matt's favourite three words or four words. Quickly, Oscar, who's going to win? Who's going to win Best Movie?
I really want to see some others, but I think Roma has it in the bag for a number of them.
Okay.
Rami, did you say?
Roma.
Oh, Roma.
Movie Roma. I think it's going to clean sweep.
Oh. I don't even know what it is.
That's how in touch we are.
Wow.
Steve Moak, goodbye.
I'm devastated.